A debate in Congress over President Biden's spending agenda was supposed to finish up last night and then move to a vote. But then House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy started talking.
He talked and talked and talked for hours. Top leaders don't have limits on their speeches, so McCarthy deliberately delayed the vote on the $1.75 trillion package.
Never in American history has so much been spent at one time. At one time. Never in American history will so many taxes be raised and so much borrowing be needed to pay for all this reckless spending.
Democrats now plan to vote on it today and noted that they'll get a full day of news coverage from what is widely expected to be a win, mostly among party lines.
We are taping this just after 5 a.m. Kevin McCarthy is still going. What's he been saying and when did he start?
He started around 8:30 last night, and leaders have what's called the magic minute to talk about as much as they want about bills. He's in the hundreds of minutes, and he's been talking for hours. He's been talking about everything under the sun. He has been talking about the bill, but he's veered into a lot of random topics, like the fact that he knows Elon Musk, but he can't afford to drive a Tesla. Democrats have been tweeting along and mocking sort of the rambling nature of this speech. And last night, shortly before midnight, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's office called his speech, quote, a temper tantrum. He can't stop the bill, but a lot of this is his own personal politics. McCarthy's trying to rally Republicans and show that he's fighting this bill. If Republicans take control of the House next year in the midterms, he does want to be elected speaker.
Okay. Last night we got a report from the Congressional Budget Office on what this will all cost. Could that affect how the vote goes?
Moderate Democrats in the House wanted an official cost from the Congressional Budget Office. Leaders have vowed that the bill would not add to the deficit. That report did come out last night. It showed the bill did indeed add to the deficit, but Democrats disputed some of their numbers, and many of those moderates announced they would vote for the bill, so it appears on track to pass.
On track to pass in the House. What about the Senate?
Well, that's a very different story in the Senate. There's a lot of support for this bill, but there are some provisions in it that are going to be changed. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi did add 4 weeks of paid family leave. We've talked about this before. This is something that West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin already says he doesn't want in this package, and Democrats are using this package to avoid a Republican filibuster, so they need all 50 to stay together. There's also the chance some immigration provisions could change in the Senate and some tax provisions that are focused on states where there are high property and state and local taxes. Some Democrats want those tax changes. Others worry it could benefit the rich, and they've campaigned on making the wealthy Americans pay more. So there are definitely going to be some changes to this package.